So here I am, and it's always great to be here in the, I don't know what, the shadow of Vincent or the shade of Vincent, maybe would be better. It's great to be here, and I'm gonna do a couple of different things tonight. I'm gonna read from some notebook stuff that I started here in 2011, and I'll just say a couple of things about it before I start reading those, and then I'm gonna read some translations from Bosnian by the poet Semezdin Mehmedinovic, whose two books I translated, Sarajevo Blues and Nine Alexandrias. And this is a new book, and I'll tell you a little bit about the circumstances of translating it. And then I'm going to show you some photographs that I've been taking, black and white film photographs that, with the help of Jay and Susan, we scanned the other day and have equipment, and we'll actually be able to project. So, all right, I have no idea what you're going to get here, but it's something. I guess I'll say a couple of things. I guess the overriding feeling that you'll get from this stuff has to do with lyric fragments. And anybody who, you know, I would say anybody who writes poetry ought to know their lyrics well. And, you know, I think if you're thinking about lyrics, you're really thinking about, you know, you're thinking about Old English, you're thinking about Middle English, you're thinking about Chaucer, you're thinking about ballads, you're thinking about anonymous ballads, you're thinking about, you know, you're thinking about Campion, you're thinking about Thomas Nash, you're thinking about Wyatt, you're thinking about all of these lyric voices, and then you come to kind of our last century, the 20th century, and there are lyrics, you know, so I think of Robert Creeley a lot, and then I think of his book Pieces, which are fragments of diaries and prose and lyrics, and then you think about, you know, the overwhelming convention of the lyric is loss of some kind, and whether that's measured in, you know, in whether actual or metaphorical love or some kind of union, you know, is the ongoing thing. And so I thought I have these things in my head, and two things that I always have in my head are wonderful. I don't know if anybody's familiar with a book called Some Lamb by Stan Rice. Some Lamb, it's a short book of poems dedicated to his daughter who died of leukemia as a young girl. And Stan Rice was—he also died of some kind of cancer—and he was Annie Rice, the vampire novelist, her husband, and a wonderful poet, absolutely a stupendous poet. So take a look at a book called *Some Lamb*. It's extraordinary. So that's a like heavy loss thing. And then I think of lyrics. Ed Dorn's short set songs, the two books that Harvey Brown published. Which are extraordinary lyrics, almost Elizabethan, and then they take these left turns that are quirky and strange and beautiful. So anyways, without further ado, so this is very fragmentary and odds and ends. Thing not available to the optic nerve, the abstractions behind the materials of this coat. Dead labor, social death, resurrection. The debate had not been over whether dogs could talk, which they obviously can, but whether people can think, which remains debatable. We never really knew why the Indian had come from Minnesota, whether it was because of other Indians or that he just came. That had been the summer of the midgets from Jesse's commune sneaking into the shack to make long-distance phone calls, until we figured it out and nailed the phone to the ceiling. Would I a beggar be to take this crumb you offer as my only bread, your milky skin apart from it, your heart enclosed within. If west were east and you were middle, south up top and north below, I'd see white owls by day and butterflies in snow. No place, no place, no place to go. Diane de Prima, 1965. Trying to picture the farmhouse we maybe go to, I sit here having just returned from the markets of 9th Avenue, Russian, Greek, Italian specialties hanging on racks, the marketplace of a great city soon to vanish, the heaps of twisted mortar on this spot, where no city was before and none will ever grow again, Manhattan, great rock once 70 miles from shore and white with bird droppings. Great rock, now the ravaged earth lets go of you as we shall let go. Let the earth drop from our fingers. Fish with fin in the water. Aardvark, armored against something. White fox equals trump card. Peacock, but not openly flashing, only when needed. Dark heart, not harmful, but perhaps resentful, on a hill. An abhorrence of my own for Ed Dorn. Poetry is part of the climate crisis. Go green, leave it on your screen. The poem as an example of how the poet came to know something, not in order to find that thing out, but as an example of how you might find something else out. He was driving an 012 tirade. I was not breathing. I was not breathing. And these were their haunts. The heart doesn't work any harder than the most distant cell. If the mind isn't in the body, I don't know where it is. John Cleland Holmes. The mysterious process of dispersal, the quiet weakening of cohesiveness. Jack Kerouac. I'm lost, but my work is found. The organ at the Benjamin Tarr House, the moment of reunion. Cocaine, effect of the high which works on the dopamine, outruns in terms of speed the brain's processes of comprehension. And this leaves as a residue in memory a cross-section of the occurrences of those two different velocities. Things that are obscure become more obscure and increase in importance as more is known or exposed. I.e. traces, emanations. Could they be like the disappearing flocks of birds wiped out by people with no reception and the jamming of the air with waves? Charles Lamb to Coleridge. My life has been somewhat diversified of late. These 6 weeks that finished last year and began this, your very humble servant spent in a madhouse. I am got somewhat rational now and I don't bite anyone. But mad I was. 1822, the Vagrancy Act. 1913, Mental Deficiency Act. I want to be not just your memory of love, but love itself, manifest. Robert Duncan, it is toward the old poets we go, to their faltering, their unaltering wrongness that has style, their variable truth. The old faces, words shed like tears from a plenitude of powers, time stores. In the halls of the museum, all that we meant to remember falls into that fame that silences what we were. The end of masterpieces, the beginning of testimony. A couple of kids, looks like they're skipping school to spend a day on the subway kissing. In that year that enveloped them, in that part of childhood, before I gained the strength to fight back, I found a moment now become a vision, and you were in it. Into this dizzying, eddying eddy of talk, I see your eyes staring into mine, not after, but within those years, holding time. Dream in Sullivan. Diane speaking, very clear voice. I was in Gloucester, or that was what was before me. She said, Joe said it's okay to be here, or something to that effect. Very blue water. Pros and cons of consciousness, purpose, intent, practice of uncontrol, one possibility. Overwhelming feeling of those years, the depth of assumptions of things both frozen and transmitted in a vacuum, held together by the most atavistic elements, obligation, guilt. Rapid disappearance, Oklahoma City, Columbine, Blair Witch Project, Malvo and Muhammad, X-Files. The sea that was an ocean is but a drop. Now I have no other body in the world. The courageous thing would have been to openly declare his love, no? And make that the example instead of everything else. From Diane, wish you some space, some time to yourself to work as you yourself would wish, when and where and with whom you would. This surface is as shocking as the depth, that I cannot convey a report of a conversation happening, but embody that as an accrued experience, as part of my consciousness, and that that is the position, the stance, the point of view, the presentness, not a dismemberment, a stopping of action, a fragmentation that places things outside of context and of being. You can't keep referring to a convention outside the actuality of our own experience. Disallow the clanging in the head. Disavow the things you'd never say but have forced yourself to think. You said we landed, so no matter what, we cannot still be at sea, at sea. Could one not simply lie naked next to a friend, explore another physicality, another rhythm, and return intact, open, without necessarily having to say anything to anyone, but make that which has been gained in the experience another layer? Why not? Indeed, why not? This can't be talked through. It needs to be enacted in other space, with other breath, through other skin. You claim to have grown up in a house of ghosts, in a room of fire, in a time of ladders filled by smoke. How we danced that summer, how we danced for the living and the dead, for ourselves and all the rest. Note by note, the sounds returned, laws recur in patterns, tone by tone, a dirge, a cup, a stone, merge, then pause, unsung, some reminded of a melody, one on bones, another strings. When I thought of you then, of love, I come now to speak of a love I know not other than how it showed itself between us all, as mute as we were, as dumb as we were, as lively and living as we now no longer are. Your eyes and breasts I never touch still speak to me of spirits raised from the dead, all our dead floating around us, hovering among and between us, seething on the ground. With kindness you let me into the pleasures of flesh. Though I was clumsy, I let you guide me. Oh, had I but known you, even thought of me, I'd have wound your yellow hair around my arm and left it there. Most difficult thing is to get away from whom you've just made up last, to be where you are now. What is the history of an unconsciousness that you are living within, our history within? There was a time we walked these streets, our history within. There is a content to forgetting, the internal will to forget, to want to fit in, want to be part of what is being asked from you, decisions that may seem completely emotional and personal, but that take place within a set of historical circumstances that propose certain options and make others unimaginable. Dismayed to discover the definition of a shrunken world, I know that if I imagine the end of then, I must also have a picture of how it began. Like I'd never felt my arm before, made of hair, skin, tissue, bone, moving in the air, like a debt brought back, I actually see. You move from outside in and back again. Magic. Untouched, untouchable, our lives spinning in time, caught like sand, again again and again and again. What gain, I beseech thee, intellect? What use to me, legs, feet, head? If I weep, does blood come out? Tear up the pages of this infernal book. Look in the darkest recesses lit by the charge within. By the charge within, the mind gallops past the charge of any stallion, the speed of oppressive habit beating down familiar roads, beating a relentless pace the pulse can never overtake. We outrun the tide, beat the odds, flying in the wind of makeshift days that leave us cold, bereft of touch, in love with sun, unable to perform as one or two or all the many we might become. Disallow the clanging in the head. Disavow the things you'd never say but have forced yourself to think. To hold fast, but not like when the cutwaters rushed against the grassy sand walls and I reached for your hand or your ankle, something of flesh to hold on to for dear life. Not like that, but like reaching for something not even yet formed in your gut, not even desire or an image, but only what we thought ought to be the aftermath of such an intricate fabric that simply seemed to weave itself effortlessly without our thinking about it. The logical outcome. By whose logic? That the pit of your stomach told you of a desire you couldn't name, wasn't that also a kind of logic? And that you tested such intimacies with all the determination and intelligence you could muster, only to return to the search for a wisdom to be found in your own body? Not as it was yours, but as it was a body? And oh, the sadness of so much forgetting along the way, on the interminable journeys of remembrance. For whose memory, in the name of which union? The one sketched along the interstices of each and every gesture and movement, recapitulating the process of your actual formation, the other groping blindly through the tunnel vision of some apparent and inherited legacy, some history claiming itself in need of an owner. The years, as if they were stalks of milkweed plucked out of the ground, sucked and discarded, bottle caps flipped in the air, flat pebbles skipped across the water, so smooth and perfect in your hand, gone forever, the years. Had there been some place to go, I would have left. Instead, I'm still here, not carried by the wind, but rooted in you, waiting. Because you found me, I remembered who I was. That's that. So, let me go straight into these, which are, this is from something called Window Book by Samezdin Mehmedinovic, and it begins, they're actually drawings, which it was too complex to try to do photos and drawings, but Samezdin, it turns out, nobody knew draws, and his last book, he just kind of drew, and this book as well. So it begins with a line from Henri Michaux. In the beginning was the line. And I'll run through a bunch of these. They're very short. 20th century. Phone rings in a city whose name you can't remember anymore. It rings a long time in the wasted afternoon, and no one picks it up. After a brutal night, an old man thaws out an American flag, frozen stiff in front of his house with a hairdryer. I look through the window into another room. This isn't a dream, just a Sarajevo favela, the dominant architecture of my youth. Lovers on a bed in the middle of the room, the young man grabbing the girl's hips, her head flung back as she lets out a sharp, metallic sound. Upset by her voice, two Russian greyhounds run around and around the bed. There's a window at the back of the room, a man's indigo blue shirt on a hanger, saturated by the color of November sky. 1980. He comes up from the music school. She descends from Verbanusha Street. They stop in my window frame. They look at each other for a second and, without a word, continue kissing. I lived on that ground floor apartment for 9 months, and the view from my window was truly wondrous. People called to me from the street, knocked on my window. If I wasn't there, they'd leave a short note, a book, or an apple on the sill. Lovely youth. First outing in the morning, I open the window and pick up a book. Reality is mostly such that it's hard to verify. On the way home, she picked up a stray dog. A telephone number was embossed on its collar. She called, went to the address, and turned the dog over to its happy owner, proprietor of the Lost Dog Cafe in Arlington. At the Arlington Cemetery metro station, pretty young women get out and open their umbrellas. Nicely made up, they go to the graveyard to visit their husbands. In the park, Robert McNamara feeds the birds with croissant crumbs. The birds peck at the pavement, sending the old man a message in Morse code, and he smiles back at them. On a windy American street, April 2003, I'm talking to Atel Adnan, daughter of an officer in the Ottoman Empire, about what Bosnia was like before she or I were born. It was like I'd gotten a letter with a Turkish stamp postmarked Istanbul, and in the envelope a picture of me I'd never seen. Atel says, Jack Hirschman once told me this story. Someone asked, what time is it? And Yogi Berra answered, you mean, what time is it now? Street protests, 1973. The girl is holding onto his elbow and he's bent backwards toward her, protecting her with his shoulders so that his whole body takes a position in relation to her presence and not that of the police in front of them. And so, you mean, that's the consciousness you're talking about? A shadow cast by a man's shoulders? At the spot where Gavrilo Princip shot Franz Ferdinand, instead of creating the classic memorial sculpture, artist Vojo Dimitrijevic pressed his feet into the concrete. Because of this, a meteorological oddity takes place early every spring. When the snow melts on the sidewalk, there's still ice in the footprints for a while. The lake is frozen, and new snow has fallen on the ice, like laying butter with a knife on a slice of bread. My thoughts from there are so vivid that I wanted to call someone up and have them look through the window to see if there's any sign left of my shoes in the snow. Nicosia, 1993. In the garden of a restaurant, in the middle of a heated discussion, he threw his shoe over the fence, and the fence is the border. He remained seated in one while his shoe was in another country. Stopped at a light. Through the open window, a hawk violently hit a pigeon in flight. Feathers on the leather seats of the Cadillac. I know I'm no longer in America. All the women in the plane have pins in their hair. Her life, refrigerator magnets gathered from all the cities she's never been to. The driver looks at the young man, shirt unbuttoned, waving a pistol in the air, running across the street. And after him, through the open window of the bus, yells, Son! The rain stopped in the morning, leaving puddles on the sidewalk, and out the door of a row of houses, a man, naked as a dog, carrying a live fish, trying to wrest itself out of his hands, carefully sets it down in a puddle on the sidewalk, and then, turning to the open doors and someone who can't be seen, his wife, says, Now am I good? One mother-of-pearl cloud just arrived from Venice to the little town of Greek Islam, which is the name of a town in Bosnia. I spent the night in absolute quiet, alone in front of the computer, fixing up dialogue for the screenplay of a short film. And when I spoke in the morning, my voice was cracked and hoarse, like I'd been up yelling with people all night. Loneliest of all my lonelinesses, sitting in a hotel room, I draw my own hand. She raises her hand. Then, in the glass that covers the framed graphic on the wall, I see the reflection of her hand and says, "There, by the rail, while taking a walk, I found a human arm." Exploding bombs have been waking us up all summer, but every morning at 7:30, he goes out to the courtyard, overgrown with weeds and butterbur, to read Schopenhauer in peace. Book written in war, manuscript made it out of town, published. It came back to me in Sarajevo past three armies. At least once a month I leaf through, read the pages of the book. I see have started to yellow from age, but the war is still going on. From a park bench drinking coffee, I watch a direct engagement on Trebević. 15 meters from the firing lines, without me knowing it, an American special op watches the same incident. Today, 13 years later, I meet him for the first time. That day, he says, according to every rule of war, the city should have fallen. We were watching the windows up on occupied Grbavica from the abandoned garage by the Museum of the Revolution when we heard some shouting that came from the river. "What is that?" "Nothing," Benjamin said. "They're changing a body on the bridge." 12 years have passed, and it's the first time I'm thinking of that nothing. This photograph is more than 20 years old, and that coat on the hanger behind us, even today I wear it. Standing in snow, on the other side of the street, a man comes toward me, but I can't see his face. He's carrying my blue armchair on his shoulders. "You're moving again. In your language, you say, 'left us,' for someone who's gone for good. And that's exactly how it is, because the whole world changes with every move. Just boxes stay the same." I step in front of a lit two-story building on the main drag. There's a dog in the window looking at me with no curiosity, like he doesn't see me. Maybe he's blind. Maybe he's looking from a distant past in which I don't yet exist, or a future in which I no longer am. I'm running with my head down and in the middle of the street collide with a passerby. I lift my head, dazzled by the color of the epaulets and medals on the general's breast in the snowy blizzard. Every Saturday, he heads out to pass his driving test, and every time he stops, continuing on to the end of the street and going into the American Cafe. He stays a few hours wondering what to do. Once, when he gets his license, he'll hit the road. Rain quickly filled glasses forgotten on the balcony. An old Sevda singer, legs wrapped up in a blanket, his feet slowly feeling the cold, doesn't sing anymore, his head measuring time, silently mouthing the words of songs that his son pronounces just slightly, given the cobbled nature of this wartime occasion. In an old bookstore, I think, people no longer alive once bought or made shelves for all these books. We passed through the old city and he looked at names on street signs. "These are all my comrades from the partisans." There's a content to forgetting, just as there's a content to remembering. After 8 years, I went back home. There still wasn't any glass in the windows, just sheets of plastic, and in a window in the living room, a piece of plywood winnowed out from rain and snow. All the walls were peppered with bullets, but the contents of the premises hadn't changed much. Books still on shelves, paintings on walls, everything just like it was. In the bathroom, I found a glass bottle shaped like a pine cone. Pino Silvestre, cheap aftershave. I opened the bottle. It was empty. But the familiar scent still wafted out. 8 years didn't exist for me. Had I not come back, I'd never have thought of the glass pine cone. It would have remained forgotten. even though many events of my youth, because of it, smelled like needles. When bluebirds cross the Mexican border on their annual migration, a French photographer who speaks the language of birds but doesn't know a word of English waits for them with his camera in the West Texas desert. In our house, which no longer is, my sister and I wrote letters on the big window composed of many little panes filling out crossword puzzles on the foggy glass. She just arrived from Bosnia and was buying new clothes. Two black women, clerks in that store, had a right to be angry at her explanation about wanting to buy skin-colored stockings. She cries in a dream, and all her dreams are nightmares. I wake her up with a kiss, and she says, "Humanity terrifies me." At what point in time does our mutual memory begin? How does time turn into the past? I remember we were in Orobich, August 1981, lying naked on a pebbly beach, and a blue butterfly landed on her shoulder, covering her vaccination mark with its wing. Way after midnight on the deserted New Jersey Turnpike, I follow the light of a television screen inside a limousine just to see what movie is on, and I drive along until a human ear appears in the grass. "No," he says, "no, no, I won't go back there." I didn't expect everything to look so simple and natural, effortless like that. Conscience is set up like a transport company, two stations from the center of town, Dachau. Muzaffar died today. We climbed the steps up to the attic. He opened the mother-of-pearl cover of the box, unwrapped the soft cotton fabric to show off the Colt 45, balancing it in his hand for a while and saying, "Clint Eastwood, he died today." Crossing the street to get out of the rain, I thought of you, and suddenly it wasn't rain anymore, just water trickling from your hair. There was so much snow that I gathered enough from your hair and mine for this little snowball.